past seven. Love isn't always on time, but Jenny Lenman is.
I try to be.
She's punctual.
It's very important in radio.
Isn't it?
Otherwise, you're stuffed.
Bloody stuffed, and all you get is a bit of this. That's all you get if you're not on time.
Makes me nervous.
Wasn't it? What? I think you can hear it. Anyway.
Shane, our tech extraordinaire.
Yeah. Would have had a panic if he was awake. He is asleep at the moment. I hope he's asleep at the moment. He was up at the he was up at 2:30 this morning.
Oh, yuck.
We had a power outage at Gifford Hill, our main transmitter, and he had to go and fix it.
Oh, we owe a lot to you, Shane.
We do indeed. Hey, 8 is April.
Yeah.
It is on in earnest, this sixth day of April. So we have decided to lean into it by recreating some scenes from films, classic films, from the 1980s.
Yeah, thanks to the person who sent through the idea of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What a classic.
Absolutely. If you've got one that you'd like to hear us recreate using our thespianic talents, then 0417 063 963. Yes, I did make up a word. What of it? 0417 063 963 is the number to text through your suggestions for 80s movies we need to recreate.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Right. You are playing the role of Ed Rooney, the principal.
Now, he's the one that gets... He's just so convinced that Bueller's up to no good.
Right.
And he's, you know...
He's 100% correct.
Oh, yeah.
Bueller's up to no good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they do a good job of trying to make it seem like actually there's a legitimate reason for it. And he's running around town trying to, like, find him.
Yeah.
And going through the house, scaring his sister. And here he is talking to Katie Bueller. Now, is that his mother?
I believe so, yes. So
right.
I will play the role of Katie Bueller. You will play the role of Ed Rooney. ladies and gentlemen, please begin the iconic music of... of the movie, Wayne Newton's Dunker Shane. There we go. Action.
Are you also aware, Mrs. Bueller, that Ferris does not have what we consider to be an exemplary attendance record?
I don't understand.
He's missed an unacceptable number of school days. In the opinion of this educator, Ferris is not taking his academic growth seriously. Now, I've spent my morning examining his records. If Ferris thinks he can just coast through this month and still graduate, he's sorely mistaken. I have no reservations whatsoever about holding him back another year.
Oh my, this is all news to me.
It usually is. So far this semester, he's been absent nine times.
I don't remember him being sick nine times.
That's probably because he wasn't sick. He was skipping school. Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller. It's a fool's paradise. He's just leading you down the primrose path.
I can't believe it.
I've got it right here in front of me. He's missed 9 days.
And then, of course, Ferris hacks the computer and changes it to 2 days.
Oh, that
and
poor man.
Yours and mine, that was fine. Dunker Shane, darling, Dunker Shane.
It's like Barry's back. God bless him.
It's so funny there because Ed Rooney was like the villain, but actually he's just a poor dude trying to do his job.
He's just a principal trying to do his job. Just slightly overzealous. Anyway.
Good one.
You go. Now, coming up after 8, Jenny Lenman's Life Hacks returns.
Yeah. So I spent way more time than I should have yesterday trying to, like, my entire afternoon was taken up trying to cook eggs for, you know, I mean, I benefited from it because I figured out what I was doing wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all of those from New Zealand, Jenny Lenman cooks us some eggs.
There's a big reason I was having such a hard time peeling the eggs.
Right.
A simple cooking tip that changes everything.
Everything changes.
Everything.
After 8, you'll find out that tip.
In the radio event of the year.
Nothing like a classic oversell. Jenny, thank you.
Thanks, Adam.